KFM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
And it is shout-out time, famous shout-out times on the Sunday Business Show. If you want yours, 0874-100-102 or business.todayfm.com or live. This is the better one. Live@todayfm.com. We'll come straight into studio. Hi, guys. I was on the show before with Garvin and unexpected, my dad just told me that Park PMP will be on today. He's one of the directors, so he'll be tuned in. But I would love if you could wish him, I presume dad, a happy Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all dads, including me, who didn't get any Father's Day recommendations or references. From Siobhan, Roisin and Cian. That's thanks a million from Siobhan O'Hagan. Yes, we know Siobhan. Siobhan was on with us. Hi, Colin. Shout out for CDS Metalworks in Kilkenny, supplying Ireland, UK and beyond. We make metalwork less ordinary. All metalwork is less ordinary, but they obviously make it even better. Check out our blog at cdsmetalwork.ie, Facebook or LinkedIn. Looking for experienced metalworkers to join our team. You hear that? Metalworkers, join their team. Martin Stapleton down in Kilkenny. Now, my next guest I know extremely well because she's on the board of IIBN with me. She is Anne O'D. She is the founder of InspireFest, which is coming up this coming week for 2 days. And Anne is here to tell me, first of all, what InspireFest is all about. She's also going to ask for people to come along to attend it. And she's also going to talk to me about robots, bias robots, but we'll get on to that in a second. And first of all, InspireFest, it is happening in Dublin on...
It is the 21st and 22nd, which is next Thursday and Friday. There's a lot of fringe events around that as well on the Wednesday and Saturday, but the core event is in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's in its fourth year. We're expecting about 3,000 people over the 2 days.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of people, yeah, absolutely. That's why bags under my eyes. It's we've been kept quite busy in the last few
Money
weeks.
Bags in your pockets, that's right.
I couldn't possibly comment on that, Colin.
What will your 3,000 attendees over 2 days, what will they learn, see?
I mean, it's at its core, it's a science and technology and innovation event, but we bring a lot of difference to it through the arts and design and everything from music and theatre.
It's a very different kind of event.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we had been through, I'm also co-founder of Silicon Republic, and over the years, I mean, we've been going for 20 years covering technology and science, and so we've been to events all over the world. And we found, I don't know whether you find this yourself, Conal, there were kind of two types of events. There were the kind of the shouty events where you've guys kind of striding across, you know, with the Madonna mics,
yes,
and how great they are and how successful they are, and not really sharing their knowledge in our view. And then you have the kind of the grey men in suits events. So we wanted to do something completely different. And to, in order to do that, we wanted to bring real diversity to the speakers on stage. So we end up very unique for Ireland and quite unique for Europe and even the US. We end up with people on stage from every conceivable background.
And you have at least, because I'm looking through the running order here, at least 50 speakers.
Yeah.
And I've asked you, and I did say I'd give you 8 minutes. I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to say 2 minutes. Top speakers, who are they? What are they going to talk about?
Oh my gosh, where do
and
I start?
And you're going to upset some people.
I'm inevitably going to upset some people. I mean, I curate the content, so I absolutely adore all the speakers that were on. So shout out to them all immediately. Just to pick out some of the kind of the more unique ones in my view, a big issue for us, everyone's talking about artificial intelligence. So we're trying to tackle artificial intelligence from a slightly different point of view. There's a risk with kind of homogenous groups of developers and inventors and entrepreneurs that we end up building bias and prejudice into the artificial intelligence.
And it's a very interesting thought, because this is something I was reading about separately to you during the week, where if we go on as we are, and if there is a bunch of these testosterone, chino-wearing young lads creating our robots, the robots will smell, look and act like them. Bad idea.
Well, we don't mind if some of the robots look like
but
them, because they'll
be.
Cater to them. But exactly that, there has to be that difference. And at the moment, there's a risk that because everybody looks much the same in that area, it's only about 10% women, for example, even less people of colour, people of different racial background, LGBTQ, because it tends to be very biased towards those young men, great and all as they are. We are building artificial intelligence, and as you say, robots that tend to cater to them. And that goes for all products, by the way, not just artificial intelligence. But to that end, we have Alexa Gorman coming over from Berlin, and She heads up the SAP Foundry over there in Berlin, which focuses on accelerating artificial intelligence companies.
SAP being the company.
Yes, exactly. But this is the SAP Foundry now, which is an outshoot of it. But so she'll be talking about how not to build prejudice into AI. And then we have a speaker coming over from New York who I really love. His name is Bharat Krish. And he used to work with HBO, and he would have he was in charge of the digital transformation at HBO. And at that time, he built a team that was like 40% women, very diverse, and he wanted to bring that to his software development. So he's now developing software that uses computer vision and deep learning to actually analyze content, data, video for bias, for whether that be racial bias or whether that be gender bias. So there's hugely interesting developments happening in that area, and we've a bunch of speakers.
But I have to say this, it's not all about bots. See the way what I did there? It's not all about bots.
No, it definitely
isn't. I amuse myself, don't I?
You do, Cuddle.
I don't amuse anybody else.
You're dead right, though. It's the only way to be.
So I'm going to give you another minute just to talk to me about two more speakers.
Okay, artificial intelligence. I'm going to continue on that for the purpose of today. We also have Reap Swan, who is a beatboxer, coming over. He's working with Nokia Bell Labs at the moment on the use of the voice and artificial intelligence and why we shouldn't be worrying so much about artificial intelligence taking over our jobs, but we should be looking at how artificial intelligence can enhance what we're doing. The other one I'd like to give a shout out to is Arlan Hamilton. She is black, a woman, gay, and she is...
I follow her on Twitter.
I sincerely hope so. Yeah. So you should. Well, she's coming back this year with her entire team of 20 people from Backstage Capital. She was here last year.
Yeah, that's right. She's got money.
She has just launched her third fund of 36 million, I think, of VC for underrepresented entrepreneurs.
So she's looking for anybody who's outside the mainstream to invest in.
0.03% of funding at the moment goes to black women, for example. So she is looking for people who are not getting funding and who have fantastic
ideas. But you don't have to be just black. If you're a female, she's looking for female founders. She's looking for gay founders. She's looking for anybody outside of, you know,
people who are not currently
stale,
brilliant ideas that are not currently getting funded, basically, because they're just not.
But it is not all about the bots. You are.
What are you trying to get at?
I'm trying to tell people that if they go along over the 2 days, they'll hear far more than just bots.
Yes, no, very much so. We're doing everything from environmental science to autonomous driving, you name it. So we have Iski Britton coming over. She is, I think, national surf champion for 5 years.
She is,
but she's also a PhD in environmental science.
Well,
so
didn't she's know that. She's from Donegal, isn't she?
Yes, and based in NUIG at the moment, where she leads a team there who are looking at the environment and how it correlates to mental health. We're looking at autism and inclusion in the tech workplace as well. Really, really interesting area.
Those who want to go along, first of all, is there space? Have you sold out yet?
No, we've just literally released our last bunch of tickets, so they should be available. And then it goes up to late bird price on Wednesday, I think. So we're trying to
squeeze more out of them. And how much
We hope not. We want to be sold out by Wednesday. That's
how much is a ticket?
It ranges from, for students, €90 to startups, €150 to, I think, full price at the moment. We're at regular bird. I think it's €350.
And the really late bird is going to really be expensive. And they will find you at inspirefest.com.
Couldn't be easier.
Inspirefest.com, and they can buy their tickets there, can they?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And that is Anne O'Dea, where we meet at the IIBN, where you should meet at IIBN. That's the Ireland International Business Network, where we do a lot of business as well. And thanks to you so much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.